Even before the Fed's big rate cut, shares of financial firms started bouncing back today on Wall Street. The most dramatic was Lehman Brothers. The investment banking firm was rumored to be the next possible victim after the implosion of Bear Stearns. But after releasing better-than-expected earnings today, Lehman's stock rose 46%. NPR's Chris Arnold has that story.
Lehman Brothers has been aggressively trying to fight rumors that it was falling apart. Today, the company's chief financial officer, Aaron Callan, offered a lot of details about the company's financial picture during a conference call. She was basically saying that the company is still turning a profit. It has a pool of billions of dollars worth of assets, and it's not about to go bust.
We could tap into this pool to get additional cash at any time.
Still, Callan wasn't too rosy about the economy and the financial markets.
We don't expect that this extremely challenging period is going to end in the near term. However, we do believe we have the leadership, the experience, the risk management discipline, the capital strength, and certainly the liquidity to ride out the cycle.
So things may not be so bad that we're going to see the failure of another major investment bank inside of a week. Most economists think the Fed helped by offering to loan investment banks money directly if they need it. But beyond that immediate crisis, it's still pretty scary out there to some people on Wall Street trading floors.
I'm very scared. Yeah.
Will Aston Reese is a vice president of money market sales at the broker-dealer Tradition Asial Securities.
I'm not a naysayer or anything, but I just think that we could be on the precipice looking down into the abyss right here. I really do.
Aston Reese puts together large institutional investments in CDs issued by all kinds of banks.
We're talking, $100 million, $500 million, a billion in one issuance. And so to have the sources of funding, this type of funding dry up is really puts a crimp on, their day-to-day operations.
And it is drying up. Aston Reese says despite all the efforts by the Fed, this part of the market hasn't been functioning right since the credit squeeze hit last summer. Investors who used to buy into year-long CDs won't touch anything longer than a few months. The worry is that tightness of credit will ripple through the whole economy and mean less hiring, more layoffs, bigger recession.
People are unwilling to lend long. They're waiting for that other shoe to drop. What's the next shoe that's going to drop? Is it going to be Bank A this time? Is it going to be Bank B? Is it going to be Dealer A, Dealer B? They don't know. That's the same thing that we've seen since this hit last August. And this is why I'm saying that nothing has really changed.
In other words, nobody knows which bank or hedge fund or company will be the next to announce crushing losses from subprime loans. So the Fed's actions have limits. Bill Cheney is chief economist at John Hancock.
I think the Fed is totally on the ball in terms of what it can do.
A growing number of economists think more drastic action is called for. One idea that's getting a lot of attention right now is a government bailout similar to the one in the savings and loan debacle. The idea is the government would basically buy up the millions of problematic loans to slow foreclosures and get the bad investments off of everybody's books.
I think I would still argue against it right now.
Cheney says he thinks it would be healthier for the companies that made bad bets on subprime loans to pay the price for it, but he admits the government can't take too long to make up its mind about doing more.
I think it makes excellent sense for the folks in Washington to be working out contingency plans and negotiating what would go into it if they have to take action.
Cheney says the longer the credit markets stay fouled up, the worse the damage to the already stumbling economy. Chris Arnold, NPR News.